You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. The local, the state, the national, we cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hour number two on Election Day. I can't believe we're hour number two.
We say it all the time, but it really does fly by.
Maybe one day I'll quit. No, I won't quit saying that. No. Time flies when you're having fun. That's kind of where we are. So I got great text coming in. So I'm going to get on the phone here in 1 second with my friend Stephanie Smith, but I got to say, Chris from Alabama, that's very broad. He's from Alabama. Chris from Alabama just sent in and said, so my election triple dipper wish list is this. One, we take the House. Goodbye, Nancy Pelosi. Two, we take the Senate. Goodbye, Chuckie Schumer. And three, the new Senate members, once installed, vote out Mitch McConnell as a Senate Majority Leader. That's quite a wish list. Well, let's talk about that further with Stephanie Smith with the Thatcher Coalition. You can find them at thatchercoalition.com. Stephanie has a long history of working in state politics, working on governmental affairs issues for Fortune 500 companies. She's got great wisdom, even guest hosted this show for me. Without further ado, Stephanie Smith, how you doing today, my friend?
Hey, Phil. I was telling Boomer before I got on, I mean, this is like one of those non-made-up holidays. Election Day is an actual day, not like Donut Day or My Favorite Pet Day or nonsense. It's an actual kind of, you know, this is one of those demarcation days, Election Day. Something is going to shift here one way or the other.
But please tell me you're not dissing on, like, Donut Day, because we went to Krispy Kreme last weekend for that very reason. We literally did.
I will tell you, we went to Krispy Kreme on the last Donut Day, and because I had so many kids in my car, they gave me, like, 4 boxes of free donuts.
Oh, my gosh. I want to travel with you.
I know.
All right, so Charlene and I just got adopted by the Smith family.
You have to fight people for the donuts. You have to fight all the boys for the donuts, but you're welcome at any time.
It's like watching a bunch of spider monkeys go after those donut boxes, wasn't it?
They were pretty excited.
Well, hey, Steph, so when I texted you about coming on the show, you know, I know that you are like me. You're in the bubble. You see this stuff. You look at it from the analyst side. You look at it from the pundit side. You look at it from polling side. What I really want to do is just hear from inside your own head. What are you hoping for today on elections? What is your wish list, if you will, of where we would be when all the results are brought in? Just give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, obviously in Alabama, it's pretty boring. But nationally, we're really at a tipping point, I think. And so looking at the different races that are going on nationwide, I think it's pretty clear, you know, we're going to take, the Republican Party is going to take the House and be able to at least say goodbye yet again to Nancy Pelosi. And then I think Republicans take the Senate too. I think it's a squeaker, but I do think that just the polling data shows a almost 30-point swing in the last month as far as, you know, Democrat to Republican. Also, I think that, you know, white suburban female voters are very are very motivated this year to vote. I think there are a lot of reasons for that. But I think the main reason for that is the economy. And so I think it's always the economy, stupid. And the economy is not doing well. Everybody is struggling to pay bills and, you know, struggling at the gas pump and struggling at the grocery store. And those things all add up to a big red wave.
Well, I think you're right. What do you want to see come out of it? I mean, is there anything you're watching going, oh man, I'm really hoping for this. When the end result comes, I hope this happens. What's Stephanie Smith want to see?
You mean results wise, or you mean policy wise?
Yes, and
because
yes.
To me, I'm always looking down the road.
Yeah.
I would love to see this be a 1994 moment where Republicans Preach. Actually start standing up and being Republicans again.
Preach.
And saying, okay, well, here's our plan. McCarthy has a plan. It's not as good as, you know, the 94 Newt plan. But I do know that, that Newt has been involved in that, and I'm hoping that he, you know, is involved enough to strengthen that. And I feel like if there's enough of a mandate, they will be motivated to have a little bit of a spine. What I worry about, and maybe it's my cynicism talking, but what I worry about is the enthusiasm going for Republicans, and then they get up there and it stalls. And yeah. So I don't think Biden is much of an impediment at this point. I mean, the bureaucracy is an impediment, as it always is. But I think, you know, Biden is a weak character at this point. You know, he's not one of those. He's no Bill Clinton, you know, politically. And so that structure is there, but I think the bully pulpit is not there. So if Republicans want to get up there and really actually get some work done, I think that that's a possibility. And that's always where I'm looking because, you know, I enjoy watching and being a part of campaigns and elections, but mainly because that's a means to an end for me on issues. I'm very issue minded.
Yeah, totally agree. And I, you know, it may wind up being, I mean, of course, we got to watch the lame duck session here post-election through to the time they seat the new Congress. But the this morning I was on Jeff Poor's show. He'll be on my show here in a few minutes. And I told him that I heard Trey Gowdy this past weekend talking about, mm-hmm. when it comes to expectations, we're gonna see the House and the Senate, he believes, and I agree. But mm-hmm. when we see the House and the Senate, keep in mind that doesn't mean we can get everything we want passed for the next 2 years because we still have an administration that may not sign on to it. He said, keep in mind that what it does mean is for the next 2 years, we can block bad legislation if we'll stand up. And he said, sometimes going into the legislative mode of just blocking bad things is just as important as passing good things. And I agree with that.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with that. And I'm sure you agreed with that with when you were, you know, serving in the legislature. A lot of times the things that happen in committee or the things that happen to make something stay off the floor or to make, you know, or just to straight kill a bill on the floor is more important than the bills that you pass. I would add something to that, though. I would say, especially because the bureaucracy has just grown exponentially, especially in the past 8 years in Grand Montgomery, too, but specifically in D.C. And a lot of the regulations that are being promulgated through the Department of Education, through transportation, through, you know, different agencies. I mean, just take this Title IX thing and how they're trying to shift definitions and shift the entire way we look at gender or sports or marriage by virtue of regulation. Those things can be either slowed down or stopped or at least brought to the forefront as far as transparency goes if there's a shift in Congress.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And so let me get your predictions, all right?
Okay.
We take the House, definitely, but on the Senate, what's your number? Where are we at the end of the night? Is it going to be a Republican majority? And if so, what are you thinking is going to be the number?
Yeah, I mean, I think it will be. I think it's going to be a squeaker. So, well, and to be honest, I don't think we're going to know tonight.
That's true. I hate
it's
that.
One of those things. Usually, I'm one of those that's like up until midnight and watching the returns come in. Yeah, we'll see how things are going. But if I start hearing things like, oh, you know, a bathroom overflowed in Fulton County again, I'm probably just going to turn that TV right off and go to bed because my kids are going to be up regardless. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be tight. I think a victory is three. A huge victory is four. Like, we're not talking about things like a landslide number to me.
Yeah.
But anything that's a majority is a victory, right? And so, yeah. I would say it's going to be a slim margin on the Senate side. What will be interesting to me, too, Phil, is, you know, some of these governor's races are really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Big fun.
And then also the state legislatures are really interesting. Michigan is really struggling right now. I'm not sure what our sisters and brothers in Michigan are up to. They have a blue legislature. And they're not going to change. But there are six or eight different states that I think people are anticipating switch from blue to red. And we're going to have a situation to where the majority of state legislatures, the vast majority of state legislatures in the nation are going to be red, and the vast majority of governors are going to be red. And so then that calls into question, okay, hopefully Congress can do its job, but if Congress can't or refuses to do their job, at what point do our governors and state legislators all start going Ron DeSantis and putting a stake in the ground?
That's the firewall.
You know what?
That's the
Y'all
firewall.
Are not doing your job. We're going to do it for you down here.
Okay,
or
so
here, or wherever it is.
So with about a minute left, let me do a lightning round for you. You ready? I'll name a race. You tell me your prediction. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Arizona Governor Carrie Lake and what's her name? Hobbs or whatever.
Lake.
I think so. All right. Senate race in Pennsylvania, Fetterman and Oz. What do you think?
I think Oz, but I think that one is razor thin.
Okay. The Georgia race for Warnock and Herschel Walker. What do you think?
I think Walker pulls it out. The last polling I saw on that was within the margin of error, 3%. But I think Walker pulls it out with the red wave.
I think he pulls it out with the red wave, but I think there may wind up being a runoff in that one because they do have an independent or a libertarian or something, and they're messing things up.
That's always bad.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Tell you what, one more. Let me think. Let's go out to Arizona again. Masters and Kelly. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking in the Senate race?
Yeah, I think Masters is making a really good run at it. So I'm going to go with Masters on that. I'm going to be optimistic today, Phil. I'm going with Masters.
All right. Well, you're about where I am, too, on all this. I'm going to go ahead and say that we're going to have 53 Senate majority. That's my number. I'm saying 53.
That's your number. Okay.
All right. I said it on the air.
Right. Well,
I went public.
All right. I'll agree with you. Write it down.
All right.
Being optimistic.
And then that and a box of donuts. We're going with you to Krispy Kreme next time.
Sounds good.
All right. Stephanie Smith, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Phil.
All right. All right. That's just good stuff right there. Boomer, take us to the break, man. Hey, listen, coming up here in the bottom of the hour, Jeff Poore is going to come on. We'll do kind of the same kind of thing with him. I want to hear his thoughts, his concerns, his hopes. I want to get beyond just pure punditry. What does Jeff Poore want? What is he looking for? I think it's important that we hear that sometimes. It's kind of like hearing your own personal testimony. Once in a while, you just got to share it, you know? All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. So, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Boomer, somebody called in. Is that Sparky? Line one, Sparky from Harvest. Hey, man, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil and Boomer. Long time ruffian, first time brawler. I'm pleased to report, I'm driving slowly home to the beer store and then home. And all the polling places are just as jammed right now as they were early this morning when I showed up at 6:35 and got in line. So very proud. Hey, I've seen nothing on the news and social media from the far left heading into this election, but the sort of meaningless, hollow rhetoric about preserving our democracy and not losing our democracy. But something specific I've seen, and I wonder if you can imagine why in the world they would say this, that Republicans want to take away your Social Security and your Medicare. Is there anything that's ever been done or said that would lead Democrats to say this about Republicans?
No.
Have you heard anything? Why are we seeing that?
First of all, they remember back in the day when they had that commercial about pushing Granny off the cliff and it wound up being effective. And they're trying to harken back to the days of scaring people that are on fixed incomes to believe they might lose part of their income. But the other thing, though, the answer to that is it's an outright lie. But in the Republican agenda that McCarthy came out with about a month ago, I think it's called the Commitment to America. In the Commitment to America agenda, there is one line that says they want to stabilize Social Security. And so the Democrats are seizing on that, in my opinion, and trying to say, "See, they're gonna change it. They're gonna lower the amount you get and try to take it away from you." So that's all I can see. I mean,
that's just lame. I mean, I don't think there's any reasonable person that would believe that. But then again, I wouldn't think there'd be any reasonable person who would want drag queen story hour for their kindergarten. So you know, there's no accounting for. What's going on in people's heads out there?
No doubt at all. Yeah. And by the way, Sparky, Kathy from Harvest also texted in and said that out there in Harvest where you are, they said the polling sites have been busy all day. So it sounds like you guys got it going on out there.
Yeah. All across Madison, Harvest, it's very, very, very promising. And isn't it strange how this state is going to have all the votes tabulated and the results in tonight, and certain states have already screeching and mewling that there's going to be problems and we won't have the count done tonight and we're already filing lawsuits because whatever. It's like, come on, really? Does anybody fall for that story anymore? I mean, if they can't produce the results tonight, then everything they're doing is obviously suspect.
I was talking to Jeff Poor on his show this morning. He may wind up saying it again on my show in a minute. But he said, you know, for 20 years we've been able to go to the ATM and get our bank balance down to the penny, but they can't tell us what the votes are going to be tonight in Pennsylvania. That's ridiculous. And I totally agree.
After the snafus in 2020 and the outright open cheating in 2020, I thought there would be secretaries of individual states who would have 2 years to get every single problem ironed out and everything nailed down to make it efficient and clean and transparent. And clearly nobody had any interest in certain states in doing that. I imagine Pennsylvania is going to be some massive fraud going on. I suspect Georgia, certain counties in Georgia for sure.
Yeah. Did you hear Stephanie Smith a minute ago? She said if she's watching TV tonight and she hears about another water main break in a toilet in Fultondale's voting center, she's going to just turn the TV off and go to bed. But
right, I heard that. And Stephanie Smith, what a star. I'm very pleased every single time you have her on.
Well, good enough, man. We are too, let's be honest, why we keep asking her back. Hey, Sparky, we're headed to a break here momentarily. Thanks, bud. Appreciate you. Have a great evening.
All right. Great evening.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, it's amazing to me watching these states that to segue off of what Sparky just said and while we got a minute. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the very idea that you can't figure out a way to get the ballots counted and get the word out. I mean, don't you know the whole nation's watching you? Now, I get it if something happens like hanging chads in the way they were doing ballots back in the day in Florida. But that was like that was an oops. We're talking about states right now that have systems that they already go ahead in advance and go, yeah, just so you know, it's going to take a long time. It may not happen tonight. That's just lame. Get your act together. I mean, don't go saying bad things about Alabama. We get ours. You'll know tonight. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up next, Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5. We'll see what he has to say.